This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Rasulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzal al-Qur'an tibyana li kulli shay. Alhamdulillah, ashkuruhu wa ahmaduhu wa ashkuruhu wa asta'inu bihi wa a'udhu bihi min shururi nafsi wa min sayyati amali. Allahumma أحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم أنزل علينا السكينة وبارك في هذا المكان وفر حاضرين يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على سيد محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله. الله سبحانه وتعالى sent his messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Innama bu'ittu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I was only sent, and the Arabs use innama for what's called adat al-hasri, to really focus in on what's going to be said, either bil idafa or haqiqa. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Innama bu'ittu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq," to perfect or to complete noble character. And the Prophet ﷺ said that people will achieve with good character what people don't achieve with fasting and praying. The Prophet ﷺ, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Al-Yemen, one of his, he said, خَلَقَ النَّاسِ بِخُلَقٍ حَسَنٍ, you know, treat people with good character. And among the most important qualities of good character is preoccupying oneself with one's own business. The Prophet ﷺ said, and it's a hadith that Imam Nawawi puts in his 40 hadith. It's related by Imam al-Tirmidhi, but it's also a hadith that Abu Dawud, the great muhaddith and the writer of the Sunan, said is one-fourth. He said all of Islam revolves around four sayings of the Prophet ﷺ, and he put this hadith as one of them. So this is like 25% of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, from the good or the beautiful Islam of a Muslim, of a man or a woman, obviously, is to leave off what does not concern oneself. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was once asked how old he was, and he said, aqbala ala sha'nak, just mind your own business. Why do you need to know what somebody's age is? How does that help you? This is what Imam Sa'duddin Tabtazani, in his remarkable commentary on this hadith, he says that tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi includes your actions. It includes your aqwal za'ida fudul al-kalam, what the Arabs call fudul al-kalam, excessive speech. He said that it includes also concerning oneself with the most important things. And he said these are essentially your livelihood, your worldly concerns, and your other worldly concerns. One of the Salaf was walking by a house, and he asked, Imam al-Ghazali mentions this, and he asked the person he was with, whose house is that? He said he fasted after that for several days just as a kafara, because he was fudul al-kalam. Whose house is that? This quality of Islam, and when he said, min husni Islam al-mar'i, Sa'duddin Tabtazani says, min kamal al-Islam. It's from the complete Islam. It's from the Islam. There are many hadiths, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta. It means your iman's not complete. So your Islam is not complete until you leave off what does not concern you. Imam al-Ghazali radiallahu anhu mentions that Ibn al-Mubarak was once ذُكِرَ تَرْغِيبَةُ عِنْدُهُ, like ghiba was mentioned in his presence, and he said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُخْتَابًا لَخْتَبْتُ أُمِّي, if I was going to backbite, I would backbite about my mother, because she, هِيَ أَحَقُّ النَّاسِ بِحَسَنَاتِ, she deserves my hasanat more than anyone. Al-Hasan al-Basri somebody told him, so-and-so said such and such about you. In other words, backbiting. So he sent him tabaq min ratab. He sent him a plate of dates. And he said, I heard you had some bad things to say about me. I just wanted to recompense for giving me those hasanat. Ma'ruf al-Karhi, once he was always doing night prayers. And one night he didn't do the prayers. His wife, she complained. This is a good wife, telling him, why didn't you pray last night? He said, well, so-and-so, I know he does the night prayers, but he was backbiting about me yesterday, so he gave me his night prayers. So I took a day off. People don't think about this, but the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ أَحَدْكُمْ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَرِيمَ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَ بَالَ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَ بَالَ. A man will speak a word and not really give it any consideration. That word, تَهْوَى بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ, it will take him into hell. And he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَرِيمَ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَ بَالَ. And in a riwaya, فِي رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, in what pleases Allah, وَيَرْفَعُ في درجاته, it will elevate him in paradise. يرفعه في الجنة. So we don't think enough about our speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about this. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala that وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلُمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. We created the human being and we know what's being whispered in the hearts. We know what's going on in your hearts. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to him than his carotid artery. We are closer to him, in other words, than his consciousness itself. The odaj, these are the carotid and the jugular vein that bring the blood up and bring it back down to the heart. That's, without that, if you shut somebody off, people who, that do jujitsu here know, you put somebody in a certain lock, and you can put them into unconsciousness very quickly, because that's the source of your consciousness in the material world, is the blood that's going to your brain. You cut that off and you lose your consciousness. So Allah says, we are closer. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ. When the two who are there to receive everything, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. These two are there. They're on the right and on the left, qa'id, waiting. Raqib and atid. And they're marking everything down. Nothing is omitted. Nothing is omitted. Think about that. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said, إِذَا دَرَ الْمَرْءُ أَنَّ كَلَامُهُ مِنْ عَمْرِهِ قَلَّ كَلَامُهُ. When a man realizes that his words are part of his actions, his words diminish. Because it's all muhasabah. Everything you say is going to be, it's recorded. And you know, the amazing thing, like I'm recording this for somebody, the amazing thing is, we have these signs now. Like here I am speaking, and Allah says, سَأُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِي. I'm going to show you my signs. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Don't be hasty about this. I'll show you my signs. You don't think I can record every single thing you say? You have machines now that record everything you say. You don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't record everything we say? مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Not one utterance comes out except that it's recorded. Big problem. So the Prophet ﷺ was warning us, because he's Bashir, but he's also Nadir. A woman lost her son in one of the ghazawat. And the Prophet ﷺ, he heard her say, Haniyan lak al Jannah, you know, congratulations to the Jannah. And he said, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلُّهُ تَكَلَّمَ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. Maybe he spoke about things that were of no concern. He told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, can I tell you what? لا يجري عليك, أتريد أن لا يجري عليك القلم. Do you want the pen? والقلم ما يسطرون. The pen and everything it's writing down. He said, can I tell you something that if you do it, the pen won't be recording. And Abu Hurairah said, of course. He said, Addir Fara'id. Do the Fara'id. And he said, Ijtanib Maharam Allah. Avoid all of the prohibitions. So here's Awamir and Nawahi. Do the Awamir, do the commandments, and avoid the prohibitions, inwardly and outwardly. And then he said, Wada'at Kalam Fima La Ya'nik. And leave talking about what does not concern you. Leave talking about what doesn't concern you. Ya'nik Aqbil Ala Sha'nik. Malik, that's actually a musalsal from Malik. Imam Shafi'i, after that, because he asked him about his age, after that, anybody that asked Imam Shafi'i about his age, he would say, Aqbil Ala Sha'nik. Because he learned that from his teacher. So we don't think about this. We don't think about the tongue. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, one of the beloved companions of the Prophet, Allahumma inni uhibbuka ya Mu'adh. I love you, Mu'adh. Mu'adh was traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something that akhbirni amma yudkhilni al-jannah wa yub'ithuni min an-nar. Tell me what will get me into paradise and keep me far from the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sa'alta an 'azim, you've asked about a momentous thing, a momentous thing. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَرُوا لِمَنْ يَسَرُوا اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. But it's an easy thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَسَرَهُ, made it easy for him. Then he said, تُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, believe in Allah, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا, تُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةَ, تَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ, وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ, do the five pillars. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْبِرِّ, can I tell you the doors of righteousness? أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةٌ, fasting is a protection. It's a protection. When you fast, you're not going to be sinning. We know in Ramadan, we've all experienced it. You're much more guarding yourself. You're aware of yourself. أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةٌ. جُنَّةٌ is something you hide behind. It's something that protects you, the shield. وَالصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِي الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِي الْمَاءُ النَّارِ. And sadaqah, charity, will obliterate sin the way water puts out fire. وَصَرَاتُ الرَّجَلْ مِنْ جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. And the prayer of a man in the night. And then فَتَلَى تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then he read these ayahs from Surah As-Sajda, that they are those who raise, تَتَجَافَى تَرْتَفِعُ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, on those places where they sleep. Calling on Allah in hope and in fear. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, fear of the fire and hoping for Jannah. And they give out, they're charitable. And then, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about tatajafa, there's a khilaf about it. Most of them say it's the tahajjud prayers. But there's a very interesting opinion, it's mentioned in the Mufassirun. One of the opinions is that it's any prayers after ghurub al-shams. Because the Jahili Arabs, you know, it was very hot in Arabia. And the Jahili Arabs would actually sleep after Maghrib. And that's why waiting for the night prayer, because the Prophet ﷺ delayed the night prayer, that was a type of tahajjud for the Arabs, because they were accustomed to sleeping after the ghurub al-shams. So they had to actually wait. And so that's tahajjud in Arabic, means to avoid sleep, putting off sleep. For the people of Sarf here, the students, right? It's tafa'ul, for tajannub, avoiding hujud. So that's why in the Maliki school, any prayers after the six prayers after Maghrib, the two prayers after Isha, and any prayers after that time is considered tahajjud. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ then ala ras al amri, can I tell you what the real head of this whole thing is? Wa amudihi wa dhirwata sanamihi, its pillar and its pinnacle, its acme. Bala ya Rasulullah, tell me. Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu wants to hear it. Tell me. And he said, Rasul Amri al-Islam. The foundation of this is Islam. Wa imaduhu as-salah. And its central pillar is prayer. Wa dhirwatu sanamihi al-jihad. Which, if you read the books, it's not just military jihad. It's all forms. And this is why the Malikis in the Bab al-Jihad put all the fara'id al-kifaya. Jihad is one aspect. The physical fighting, protecting the barriers, the ribat of the Muslim lands. That's one aspect. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala adulluka ala milaki dharika kulli. Can I tell you how to get all of this? All of this. Think about all of this. How do I get all of this? فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. That's how you get all of it. Just take hold of your tongue. Ibn Mas'ud said, the thing that deserves prison most is the tongue. When the Prophet ﷺ said that, what did Mu'az say? أَإِنَّا لَمُؤَخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. Are we going to be taken to account for what we actually say? Because they're thinking action, speech. They're thinking action. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Takiratka ummuka." This is an Arab idiom. It's not, if you translate it directly, it sounds very bad. You know, may your mother weep over your death. But it's an idiom like, just shock. Like Mu'adh. How could you say that? وَهَلْ تَكُبَّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. Are people thrust into the hellfire on their faces, dragged? مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ, the Qur'an says. And they said, how does a man walk on his face? He said, the one that made them walk on his 2 feet will make him walk on his face. Look at the snake walks on its belly. Yimshi in Arabic. Yimshi ala batnihi. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. It's amazing hadith. Amazing hadith. All of that, guard your tongue. The Prophet in the Muwatta of Imam Malik, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man waqahu Allahu sharra ithnain. Whoever is protected from two evils will enter paradise. And then they waited, and then somebody said, Ya Rasulullah, are you going to tell us what they are? And he was silent. And then the man repeated it again. The Prophet ﷺ was silent. And then the man repeated it again, and somebody told him, stop. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Man waqahu Allahu sharra ithnain, wadajal jannah. مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then he repeated it 3 times. What's between his 2 jaws and what's between his 2 thighs? The tongue and the genitals. And they're related because there's a pleasure in speaking. And in fact, Imam al-Ghazali says, there are people, يَتَلَذَّذُوا بِالْخَوْضِ فِي أَعْرَاضِ النَّاسِ. They get a pleasure out of speaking ill of other people. That it's a type of pleasure. They enjoy speaking ill of other people. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and there's a, you know, either it's mawquf alayhi or some Imam al-Ghazali, yarfa'u ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those of you who know that sign. He said, La tumazziq birisanika a'raad hamarat al-Quran wa tulab al-ilm. Do not rip up, tear up with your tongue the good honor of those who carry the Qur'an and of those who are seeking knowledge. فَتُمَزِّقَكَ kirab un nar, and then you're ripped apart by the dogs of hell. And the tongue is a weighty thing. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamhu al-Bayan. It comes last. Why does it come last? So the first is the Quran, and then the next is the creation of the human being, and then the tongue. And this is because without the Quran, you are not in the maqam of insan. And once you are in the maqam of insan, you're ready for bayan. And there's no wow, there's no atf there. There's no ar-Rahman, alam al-Quran, wa khalaq al-insan, wa allamahu al-bayan. So, this is a big problem. People love fitna. Ibn Qutayba says, أَحَبُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَى الْفُسَاقِ زَلَّةُ الْعَالَمِ. The thing that the fusaq, the bad people, love the most is when scholars slip up. Very interesting statement. Oh, can't wait. Tell everybody, so-and-so, look what he said, look what he did. Why? Because they want to bring them down to their level. They're just like us. There's no namudij, there's no exemplars. We're all pathetic. So it becomes an excuse for them not to rise themselves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Who are the humaza? الْعَيَّابُ لِلنَّاسِ. The people that find fault in other people. The people that seek out their faults. They seek out their awrat to expose them. Well, what is that? Why do they enjoy that so much? Because they're sick. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Just sick people. Love to talk. Love to expose the faults of others. This is the world we live in. It's an old story. We're just here for a little while. We'll be gone, and then there's a whole other group of people that are going to do the same thing. But يوم القيامة, ويلون. ويلون. It's said that it's a valley in hell. There's a lot of valleys in hell. There's one called Bolis, right? That is just for the tyrants. خُذُوهُمْ إِلَى Bolis, you know, the police. That's what it's called in the hadith, is Bolis. Amazing. International word that the tyrants use everywhere. Take them to the police. And then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the tyrants, خُذُوهُ إِلَى Bolis. Take them to Bolis. It's in a hadith sahih. Yawm al-Qiyamah, everybody's going to see. It'll all be revealed. You're going to see who's who was sincere, who was a munafiq. The Prophet ﷺ, and I'll just conclude, there's a lot of things you could say about this. Muharram al-Lisan, everybody should read that text. In fact, we should reread it until we actually implement it, because these are reminders. I'm reminding myself, trust me. I'm reminding myself. I'm not innocent. This is a big, big human problem. But there are situations where the tongue is necessary, and this is important, and I'll conclude with this, but it's also with a caveat that one has to be very careful. They say, أَلَا إِنَّ إِخْتِيَابَ النَّاسِ ذَنْبٌ عَظِيمٌ وَصْفِي مِنْ أَرْضَ الْمَنَاكِرِ. That backbiting is, it's a kabira, it's considered a kabira, like namima. And the Prophet ﷺ once passed a grave and he said, يُعَذَّبَانِ. And he said, they're being punished. And he said, it's not a big thing. In the commentary say, in their opinion, وَإِنُّهُ لَكَبِيرٌ. And the Prophet said, but it's an enormity. And he said, one of them, كَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. He used to go around telling things that would make people not like other people. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُطَعِ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ. Don't obey any, all these people that, wallahi, 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 low people that go around finding fault in other people. And they do their namima. So he said, he said, فَجَنِّبْ غِيبَةً إِلَّا حُرُوفًا. Avoid ghibah except for seven things. بِبَيْتٍ جَاءَ عَنْ بَعْضَ الْأَكَابِرِ. They put it in one line. تَظَلَّمْ وَاسْتَغِثْ وَاسْتِفْتِي حَذِّرْ عَرِّفْ وَعَرِّفْ بِدْعَةً وَفِسْقَ الْمُجَاهِرِ. These are the only seven things. تَظَلَّمْ, somebody's oppressing you and you're trying to get help. Then you can tell them. استفتي, استغث, you're in a situation like somebody's stealing something from you or something, then there's استغاثة, right? Asking for another situation. The تَظَلَّمْ is going to authorities and tell something that happened, like going to the court where you have to tell somebody stole your money or somebody. استغاثة is when you're actually in the situation. واستفتي, and asking an opinion. Fatima bint Qais came to the Prophet ﷺ and she said, Ya Rasulullah, khatabani Abu al-Jahmi wa Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. They proposed to me. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Amma Muawiyah fa suluk, la ma'ala lahu. Muawiyah, he's a su'luk, you know, poor man. He doesn't have any wealth. And he said, Wa Abu al-Jahmi, la yarfa'u asahu an atiqihi. He doesn't remove his stick from his shoulder. In another riwayah, which is, that's Mujmal, Mubayyin Lahu, for the people who have studied this, he says, Darrabun Linnisa. He hits women. So he wasn't backbiting, he was explaining. But if you add other things that aren't important, like when somebody asks you, I'm planning on doing business with so-and-so, and they say, oh, he's bakhil, he's a miser. It's not really related to business. You want to know if he's honest or not. You can have an honest miser. So you don't tell what's related unless it's related. And then, so that's istifta, asking a fatwa. And then also to warn people about somebody. And then, arraf bid'atan, that this is a tricky one, because what's bid'ah? Even amongst the madhabs, there's khilaf about bid'ah. So it has to be mujma'ala bid'atihi. It has to be agreed upon. If there's khilaf, there's a khilaf. Some people recite maulid. Some people, there's ulama that say that it's a bid'ah. There are valid ulama that say it's a bid'ah. But then there's other ulama that say it's bid'ah hasana. So that's a khilaf. So you take what you feel comfortable with, who you follow. That's just a khilaf issue. You know, some people think using a subha is bid'ah. Their sahaba had ropes with knots on them. They used date seeds. You know, it's not bid'ah. Imam Sahnoon wrote a thing about taking the subha as a blessing. So these are things, unfortunately, some of the people that don't have a lot of knowledge get caught up in these particulars. And then also fisq al-mujahir, somebody who is openly doing fisq, like openly drinking wine, openly fornicating, openly, you can warn people about that person. He's a bad person. If somebody does that, they're a bad person. You're warning them. That's perfectly acceptable. But you have to be careful, and this is why Isa alayhi salam, in the Muwatta bi Imam Malik, Isa saw a pig, and he said, you know, anfuz bi salam, go in peace to the pig. It's haram for Jews and Muslims, but he said, go in peace. And one of the Hawari said, أَتُكَلِّمُ الْخِنْزِيرَ هَكَذَا? Do you talk to a pig like that? And he said, لَوْ أُحِبَّنُ عَوَلْ لِسَانِي عَلَى سُوءٍ. I don't want to accustom my tongue to saying anything bad. Isa passed by a dog in our tradition that was dead, a carcass, and his Hawariyun said, مَا أَنْتَنَهُ, it smells so bad. And he said, وَمَا أَبْيَضَ أَسْنَانَ, but look how white its teeth are. They said he only saw the beauty in it. Alhamdulillah, أَقُولُ قَوْرِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِنُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. سَغْفِرُوْسْ. Alhamdulillah, نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيَّاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. اللهم أنت أرحم الراحمين فارحمنا ولا تؤاخذنا بما نسينا وأخطأنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا. One of the things about life, and this is a great blessing, is, you know, in filmmaking, because I was involved in some documentaries. In filmmaking, they have something called Sony Pro Cut. You know, it made editing very easy. Like it used to be you had to cut the film, take it out, stick them together. It's a very, very long process. Now it's all digitized and they just edit it very quickly. We have a spiritual editing. It's called Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He yamhu, Allah erases what He wills and He will make firm. In other words, establish it in the book. وَعِنْدُ أُمْرِ كِتَابٍ. Everything is written. Just like now we have everything recorded. You can't, if the mukhabarat, you know, these secret services, these agencies, now they have the capacity, just if you're carrying your cell phone, they can just listen to your conversation. So we know that. Allah showed us this sign. But you can erase things, and you do it by tawbah, making a sincere tawbah. Ahmed Zarruq, traditionally, if you did backbiting, you were supposed to go to a person and actually tell them. It was like confession. It's tough to do that. You go and say, I spoke ill of you. Ahmed Zarruq said the heart's changed now. Like Sahaba, they were pure people. The early people, they were pure. If you told them, they would just forgive you, because they see the sincerity of coming and asking forgiveness. But he said, now the hearts are corrupt. He said, so what you should do is make dua for them at least after 5 prayers. Give charity on their behalf. Something like that. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أنزل علينا السكينة اللهم بارك في قلوبنا اللهم طهر قلوبا وألسنتنا اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يحفظون ويحافظون على ألسنتهم اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يأتون يوم القيامة بقلب سليم بقلب منيب اللهم اجعلنا من هؤلاء يا رحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل حسناتنا مقبولة لديك وجعل سيئاتنا سيئات المحبوبين لديك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا وأحسن عواقبنا يا أرحم الراحمين في الدنيا والآخرة أنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يرى البلاء منك لا من غيرك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين إذا ابتلوا صبروا وإذا أعطوا شكروا يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما وأقيموا الصلاة لذكره